guys, that this would be right now where me and Jeffers and Zelina were singing, you know, All in This Together, since this is the All in This Together immunity challenge. You know, it's cute. It's fun. Isn't that right, guys? It's,
yeah.
It's adorable. Mm-hmm.
Full,
yeah,
of,
it's adorable.
Full of togetherness and, you know, High School Musical.
Know,
how
unity,
can you not like
it,
High School Musical?
But since some people were so antsy about us getting this out, we didn't have time to finish it.
No.
And to
guys.
Do our cute little skits. Because
people
want it tonight. Ooh, when's it going to be out? When's it going to be out?
Well, just for you, we're tossing the skit. We're recording last minute. And I'm
trying
to battle, like, my allergies right now. So
Jeffers is sick. So you guys are making Jeffers record while he's sick. So yes. You all owe Jeffers your apology.
That's okay. I got my box of Kleenex right
now. Hold on. Let's give them a pause to apologize.
Yeah. You may apologize now.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Right.
That was a long apology. I hope you're happy now.
Oh, yeah.
No, we just want to... this is a special like treat for you guys that we're doing this because we're so impressed by how many people submitted tonight that we're being nice to you guys and we're doing this early. In the future, you're not getting this anymore. This was special for you, so enjoy it, because in the future we have set days, because that was the whole plan here, was we were going to turn this out and give you your next theme on the day that you would usually be getting it. So that we would get into a pattern, but no.
We were in our wonderful plan.
We had a plan.
We had
y'all...
world domination plans here.
World domination!
World domination!
But now our plans for world domination through a Disney singing competition are ruined. Thanks to you guys.
Fault.
So you better be really good tonight, because I'm going to be extra bitchy.
Yeah, so suck on that, folks.
I'll be nice.
I can't believe you actually said it. She said she was going to say it earlier. I was like, you got to say that. She actually said it. Awesome. We made I give you that, guys. You guys made Zelina say suck on that.
But I always say that. Just not on the show yet.
First time for everything. So as we said earlier, tonight is the All in This Together Group Immunity Challenge. And we got... Whoa!
I'm so excited.
That was like female dolphin. Kalina, you stole my dolphin, you...
No, that's my happy... That was my happy little squeal.
Join the dolphin competition now, because...
Because
on Saturday, Turtle is running that Skype game, and Omi signed up as the dolphin... So we're having, like, this dolphin noise off between Amby and Omi, and I guess, Zell, you can join, too, if you want.
Wait, is that information that we should bleep? Is that, like, something that can't be known that he signed up like that?
Oh, no. It's on the floor. It's on the
board. Oh, it's on the form. Okay, I wasn't sure, because, like, when I did Back to Broadway, we couldn't reveal any of the information that we gave them, so. But, okay, that's fine, then. Oh, Omi, I'm calling you out right now for a dolphin off. What?
Snap.
Oh, look. Yeah, I'm snapping right there. Snap. Right into the microphone.
What? I think he does it better than you.
Huh?
I think Omi does the snap better than you, though.
Don't make her mad.
All right, have we rambled enough for our usual quota?
Well, I was trying to get into business with some stuff, but then I got interrupted by the dolphin over there. My other dolphin.
Sorry.
Second best dolphin. We got 7 groups tonight, which is really, really impressive. Like, I was not anticipating. I was anticipating, like, 5 at the absolute most.
And these are pretty big. And these are pretty big groups, too.
Yeah. I think there's only one or two groups of... I think there's only one group of 3.
Yeah,
most of them are
4 or 5.
I was really impressed. And some of the names, because of the group names, I was like, wow, look at all these people, like, getting together. Like, a couple of them I anticipated.
Right.
And a couple of them I was like, wow, look at this group of people.
I know. They're like, I didn't even know they knew each other. They probably don't.
Exactly. I was just like, help me. Group immunity. So,
in this together.
A sample of what you missed.
That was so beautiful, you have to admit.
Okay, now I think we've rambled long
enough. I'm actually thankful we didn't do the song because my part was so bad. It was like a perfect. You know how we told people pick songs that are good for your range and good for your voice? That was a great example of what not to do.
Ditto.
See, and it would have been a perfect thing. Example of, now if we hear this tonight, you lose. Okay, uh-huh. I think we're ready to do this.
Right. Should we do our disclaimer real quick or no?
Oh, disclaimer. Oh, right. Who wants to do it?
I did the last one.
We love Disney. So. We don't own Disney songs. We love you, Mickey. Don't sue us. Yeah.
All in good fun. All in good fun.
Very nice, though. So let's get
okay, now
done.
I think we're good to go into it. Yes, all right. Yeah.
Well, now, look at here. We're starting things off hot, if you know what I mean. No swooning, ladies. We have the lovely Russ, Read to Me, Omi Pride, and me, Fred Bob, all for your personal entertainment.
Lee turns out to be merely Aladdin. Just a pawn, need I go on, take it from me. His personality flaws give me adequate cause to send him packing on a one-way trip. So his prospects take a terminal dip. His assets frozen, the venue chosen is the end of the earth, whoopee. So long to Prince Ali.
Hum, 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 hum. I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside, but thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expression. The lights are not all on upstairs, but we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unawares. So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. Shiny new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sorted, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my due. And in justice deliciously spared, be prepared.
Through the mist, through the woods, through the darkness and the shadows, it's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there at the drawbridge of the castle, and there's something truly terrible inside.
He's a beast, he's got fangs, major sharp ones, massive paws, killer claws for the beast. Hear him roar, see him fall, but we're not coming home till he's dead. Good and dead! Kill the beast!
When Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand, you better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaken, something's very wrong, cause this may be the last time you hear a boogie song. Whoa, 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 whoa. If I'm feeling antsy and there's nothing much to do, I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that'll make you work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus and add a little spice.
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch.
Pathetic.
Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. And this one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. These poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron crying spells, so the please, and I help them. Yes, I do.
No one fights like Gaston, houses fights like Gaston.
In a wrestling match, nobody fights like Gaston.
For there's no one as burly and brawny.
As you see, I've got biceps to spare.
Not a bit of him scraggly or scrawny.
That's right, and every last inch of me's covered with hair.
What can you expect from filthy little heathens? Their whole disgusting race is like a curse. Their skin's a hellish red, they're only good when dead. They're vermin, as I said, and worse. They're savages, savages, barely even human. Savages, savages, drive them from our shore.
They're not like you and me, which means they must be evil. We must sound the drums of war.
They're savages, savages, dirty resting devils. Now we sound the drums of war.
This is what we feared. The pale face is a demon. The only thing they feel at all is greed. Beneath that milky hide, there's emptiness inside. I wonder if they've unbleed. They're savages, savages, barely even human. Savages, savages, kill us at the core. They're different from us, which means they can't be trusted. We must sound the drums of war. They're savages, savages. First we deal with this one, then we sound the drums of
savages,
war.
Savages, savages, let's go kill a few men.
Savages, savages, now it's up to you men. Savages,
savages, barely even human. Now we sound the drums of war.
And 6 minutes and 4 seconds later, oh my god, wow. That was so long, you guys.
It was.
One of my first notes was, oh my god, 6 minutes, this better be interesting, guys, or you're in trouble.
I was like at the 3 minute mark and I was like, okay, check the file. How long is this? Okay.
Halfway there.
Okay. But
okay, so I'm going first. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of notes. As I was telling them before we started recording, I don't think I've ever written this many notes ever, because there was a lot to comment about since it was 6 minutes long. Just kept going and going and going. I'm in a love-hate relationship with this, because there are parts of it I loved and there are parts of it that just didn't go very well. I'm just going to go through section by section, because that's easiest. Oh, before I start, I joked ahead of time that I had a nickname for this group already prepared.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. We're naming these people.
You know what I call you guys?
Dun, dun,
your group.
Dun.
Your group, man candy.
Yum.
Because you're just all man.
Oh,
I just
God.
Yum.
Oh my God.
Jeffers.
I'm gonna go sit in the corner until MB's done.
Okay, so starting off with the first bit, it was the Jafar song with Russ, I believe, right?
That's what I picked up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Russ, because I made a comment a while ago that, oh my god, I want Russ to sing this song, and I'm so happy that he did, because he was a pretty rockin' Jafar.
He was.
I've always wanted to hear him on Jafar, and it was pretty rockin', and that laugh was, like, ooh, evil Russ. That laugh was pretty good, and all the notes were there. Then the second part was Be Prepared, where I liked the background harmonies, but I loved the notes. I felt like they were lacking in any kind of, they were a little zombie-ish.
They were correct, and they sounded on pitch, and they sounded very nice, but like, it felt like it could have gone more, like it sounded very male choir-ish, I think they're going for that, but, like...
Yeah, I think that's what they were going for, but I don't know. Because, like, the one part I wrote down was the ha-ha-ha. It sounded like Frankenstein was saying, who was like, ha-ha-ha. Like, what was that? When did Frankenstein come to the Pride Lands? But they sounded really good, but I just didn't feel like there was any kind of feeling in them. I didn't feel anything in them. I guess it works for the choir thing. I don't know if I like the choir.
I think it would be better if it was a bigger choir. I think since it's pretty small.
Yeah, that might be. It might just need more behind it. More.
It needs to be a fuller sound.
I laughed in this section because Omi was the girl hyena.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
I laughed a little. It was all like, "But wait, a wee feature." I was like, "Oh, get it, Omi." Who was the scar on this? Was that Reed? I think it was Reed.
I think it was.
It was either Reed or Russ.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Reed.
If Russ was Jafar, this was Reed because this sounded like young Russ, and Reed is young Russ.
Yeah, it didn't sound as mature, I guess, as Russ.
Yeah, he didn't sound as deep.
Deep.
As most
like it sounded rough, but it didn't sound Russ.
Loved it. I thought this was a great scar, and there was so much. This had all that villainy that I love about the villains in it. Like, the words were just like, there was so much pizzazz. You brought back my word. Congratulations. And I just thought the main vocals on this were great. Then I went to Mob Song.
This might be like when folks.
This is going to be a while because I'm going through each section. When the first chorus came back in, again, I wrote the exact same note. Where's the feeling? It's like, you want to kill a beast. And you're like, what? You're killing a beast. However, whoever was the main performance here, he was getting ready to kill the beast. He was like, kill the beast! So I don't know who it was. I think it was Reed again.
I think it was Reed, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Omi and Me, Fred, Bob have very smoother voices.
It definitely wasn't Omi, and it definitely wasn't Me, Fred, Bob. Yeah. It's either Russ or Reed. Then it went on to Omi with Oogie Boogie Man. Mm. Omi, you were very bluesy, but you were not psycho enough. Omi, Oogie Boogie is psycho.
He's crazy, man.
He is crazy. He is probably he is made up of bugs. He is the creepiest guy ever. I just didn't feel, it was a nice singing. You didn't make love to the words. There was a couple of words in there like snake and spider stew and roly-poly Santa Claus. Oh, and there were puffs. Did anybody else hear the puffs?
I have notes for a microphone somewhere around here.
Yeah.
I'll get into my mixing notes after.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was great singing, but there really wasn't a lot of feeling behind a lot of your words. There was, moving on to Poor Unfortunate Soul. This was Me, Fred, Bob.
Yes, that was Me, Fred, Bob.
Yeah, he has that kind of unique quality to his microphone that just screams, I'm Me, Fred, Bob. And there were puffs in here. Much the same that I said with Omi. Notes were all right. No feeling. It wasn't evil at all.
I don't know. For me on that particular song, I thought, I don't know, it kind of, for me, I put down, could use more energy, kind of not evil enough, but it sounded kind of like his voice was so smooth and
it was so mellow.
But it was sung really well, so I have down it almost sounded like eerie, ghostly kind of sound. It wasn't the evil Ursula I'm gonna steal your voice kind of thing. I got a kind of a Haunted Mansion kind of feel from it, if that makes any
sense. I have very precise written down here because I felt that some of his notes and his syllables were said very to the book. So this is very, everything here is very precise.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I think it's a little weird because half the time I feel like you're going for the performance of it and half the time I feel like you're going for the choir-y part of it. And it's just, it's not meshing with it. And I'll get to that later. There's just so much going on here. Oh my God.
Since I'm mixing part one, this is going to be oh my God.
This might be the only one in part one because, oh my God, I just keep going. I still have more notes. This was so long.
Amby, you realize we're judging this too? Come on.
I know.
I'll go through my notes fast when I get to mine.
Come on. Mink vocals were good. Background was lacking again. Savages. This was a bad pairing between people because I thought the stronger performers here were Russ and Reed, and you put them together in one group and then you put the two weaker, and I'm not saying that you're weak, I'm saying the weaker of the four of you, into one, and it was like the Indians were really strong, and the white people weren't. And that sounds so racist, but they are weren't as strong. And I don't know if some of the choices here. I'm really impressed by what you guys put together, because this was really elaborate.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But it felt a lot more like a whole bunch of solos cut together than a group song.
Or medley, you mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a medley.
Because, like, I mean, in the one part, in the Jafar part, Russ sang all by himself. There was no one else there. At least in the other parts, there was, like, backgrounds and stuff. But, I mean, mm-hmm. The very first one was just, like, a solo part. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm impressed, but I don't know. It might have been a little too daring. Okay, now I'm done. I won't say anything else. I promise.
Okay. Are you good?
So who's next? Good. Me or Jeffers?
It would be Jeffers.
Yes.
Okay.
And in case anyone was wondering, I personally asked one of them to go first because I was supposed to go first on this critique. But as we know, I always
freeze,
forget what I'm saying, and I don't phrase what I'm trying to say, and I always like go blank when Russ pops up. So thank
any
you,
classical
Abby.
Singing freeze up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I took so long, but I had a lot to
anyway,
say.
Anyway, I thought this was a very different choice. I'm pretty sure none of the other groups are going to take this direction with it. And I think that it kind of played to your strengths, because I know Russ and Reed to me, and I think me, Fred, Bob, probably Omi too, they have that choir background. So it kind of worked to their strengths. But I'm reading through all my long notes and trying to condense this. I thought it was put together well. Like, whoever did the piano arrangement, that was great. Like, it sounded really well done. I liked your transitions, like, between songs. I thought you chose your songs nicely and they worked right after each other. I thought you had good cohesiveness, like, the four of you together. And, like, the mixing was really good. Like, your syncing was really, really good. On, like, you know how they did the main vocals and the background vocals?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I thought they were synced
really, really well. Like, the syncing was, wow. It sounded like in live, if they were singing in live. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so close. So that was good. But for mixing, I have down sometimes whoever was the main vocal singer, it sounded soft for me. I think it was on Read to Me's song. I didn't write down which one, but one of them sounded soft. And like the background vocals kind of drowned him out a little bit for me. And I think it was also the third song. I think it was. I don't remember which one it was.
Which would have been Mob's song.
Pistan's song, yeah.
Might have been. I don't remember. But like, on some of the songs it sounded like the main singer was too low for me, but other than that I liked it. Yeah, this was really great, you guys. Good job. It sounded like you really worked hard on it. And I didn't freeze up this time.
Yay.
So Zell, to you.
All right, first of all, is this a live piano or a MIDI? Second note, for Prince Ali Reprise, is this a demo version or the actual version? Because it sounded a little longer to me. Would you know,
Abby? I think it's like the second half of it.
Okay. Okay.
Because it didn't
It felt a little longer than the movie version. That's why I'm thinking maybe it's demo version. If not, I just don't know this song as well as I thought I do. Okay, so next is Russ ? Which we've confirmed. The hymns and Be Prepared, I kind of do like. I love the harmonies. I picked up some mic problems in this song. I don't know, from chorus or main singer. For the Mob song, I think it had one of the weakest chorus parts of the whole piece. I love the kill the beast, because I have a smiley face next to that. And next is Omi's Boogeyman, ! Yes, I love the harmonies here. I can't understand this note. It's more energy / low energy, so I'm thinking it needs more energy.
Possibly?
Yeah, this is still Boogeyman, that it still needs more energy. Poor Unfortunate Souls. I just put that. That's Fred's song. Gaston's chorus is The next Gaston song is Weak in Chorus, but the soloist was awesome. Savages was probably my least of a favorite altogether. Some of the solos were good, others were low on energy. The Indian chorus was the stronger one, which I liked. There was a crossover in this part that I kind of liked when they started like going over each other and grr, 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 savages, savages.
You sounded so savage just now.
Yeah. Okay, my overall notes is there are some mic problems every now and then. The piano is slightly overpowering on some parts. A lot of the chorus was underwhelming compared to some of their solos. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really a medley. It was just more of putting pieces of villain songs together. But, I mean, it came out nice. It's just it wasn't really a medley. And the piano was a little overpowering. And that's all I have.
Very good, because I'm predicting this critique is going to be long. 18 minutes that was like, or so.
That was long. I'm sorry.
I mean, our call is going on for 35 minutes now, and
this critique at about, it's been at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, this is going to be long. I'm stopping this now.
Yeah, same. Done.